This is KCUR 89.3. Gavin Long, the man suspected of killing three police officers in Baton Rouge, Louisiana on Sunday, projected a number of different identities. YouTube videos show him lecturing as a nutritionist and a life coach, but Long also claimed to be a member of the Ouachita Nation. According to a name change application he submitted last year, Long belonged to what's referred to as, quote, a society of indigenous people, unquote. The document goes on to say the group has no obligation to respect the laws of the United States of America. Leonard Zeskind, an expert on extremist and hate groups, tells KCUR's Laura Ziegler that the link between the black community and the so-called sovereign citizens movement is limited and also ill-advised.
The 14th Amendment that promised equality before the law made everybody a national citizen as opposed to a citizen of their state. It was passed after the Civil War. It freed the slaves in the 13th Amendment, and the 14th Amendment promised equality before the law. Sovereign citizens of all stripes, of all colors, deny the 14th Amendment applies to them. So these black folks are denying the very basis of any kind of civil rights law.
But doesn't it reflect the mood of the black community that the government really isn't serving them?
No, it does not reflect the mood of the black community. Everybody understands that the data shows that there's a differential, a racial differential in the way that police nationally have approached black people and white people, and that black folks get targeted. That's different from asserting sovereign citizenship.
I guess the question is, you know, this guy has YouTube videos of the intersect of the sovereign citizen, the...
And that's the sad part, that they've opted for the sovereign citizens as some sort of solution. The courts do not recognize sovereign citizens. The 14th Amendment, which is what they're trying to deny, is the basis of all civil rights legislation in the United States. So it's a sad situation when black folks who are desperate to achieve some sort of equality of measure choose exactly the wrong approach.
How widespread do you think the sovereign citizen movement is among members of the black community?
Not very. It's not widespread among the black community. But in Kansas City, there have been several interracial groups who have risen and fallen with this sovereign citizen notion. And it's a sad situation. They're poor whites, they're poor blacks that have been historically without access to legal representation on their own, and they opt for this sovereign citizen as a way out.
Is there an intersect between the African Americans who choose this route and the black nationalist movement?
A very small one. That's in the Ouachita Nation, who are nationalists of some sort. It's a mythical formulation, and when the struggle for equality dies, black nationalism usually rises.
I guess, finally, what do you think the risk is that this kind of action with somebody who affiliates himself with the sovereign citizen movement will create more of will create a backlash among the broader society of people who mistakenly connect him to a black nationalist movement? I've seen a lot of things on social media and written.
There's white people who are always eager to take a shot at black folks. And sometimes bad things happen and they get a chance to point fingers. That's not a solution either.
That was Leonard Zeskind, head of the Institute for Research and Education on Human Rights. He spoke with KCUR's Laura Ziegler.